Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Those Darn Guys Who Happen to Be Therapists. I'm psychologist and e-therapist Dr. Jim Weaver, along with psychotherapist Hughes Kraft and couples therapist Dr. David Sanford, and we will be boldly going out into the potosphere once more where no therapists have gone before. Or, failing that, hopefully putting the fun back in dysfunctional and bringing some insights into the issues of life, love, and the search for a decent relationship. And we will be joined once again towards the end of the show by psychologist Dr. Mark Kiefner, clinical director of Bayside Neurorehabilitation Services, with some cutting-edge brain research called A Minute on the Mind. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Hughes.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, David. I am
good
here.
Morning, Hughes.
Good morning, David.
Yes, sir.
So, today is appreciation. I thought we'd talk about that as we're near the holidays. One thing that I'm appreciative of is the music that we just heard by Megan Jo Wilson, who, as some of you may know, is David Sanford's daughter and a great musician. I love that music, so I'm very appreciative of that. So if she doesn't hear the show and hear me say that, David, if you would pass that on.
I will. That you said it on the air. Absolutely.
Yes.
I not only appreciate that you did that, but I got to say, this is sincere. It's not related. You know, it's not something stuck onto the topic. But as I listen to your entree,
yeah,
the same entree you do every week, as I listen to your entree, I got to say it's really snappy, man. I mean, it really it's very smooth and it's very snappy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Sizzle, I believe.
Yeah.
It's just a long mistake, yes.
Yeah, as long as we're praising each other or whatever, I really appreciate you guys. I mean, this is not, as you say, David, not set up or not contrived. It's great to have you two guys as friends. Such bright, interesting, fun, good guys. It really is. I really do appreciate having you guys as friends and appreciate working with you on this show.
Wonderful.
Thank you. I'm all red faced and flushed. I'm glad this is a radio show and not a TV show.
Yeah. We'll never go to TV.
I'm all the clean.
Okay. Enough gushing about here.
All right.
How about we get into the topic?
We are into the topic.
Oh, God.
We are the topic.
I think appreciation is important, and I think, you know, we've talked about gratitude in the past, but I think appreciation, if you can express it to the people you're appreciative of, that it really can be very good for them, very good for you, very good for the relationship, and very good for the planet.
Wow. Exponentially.
Yeah, exactly. I believe it.
What did you say, Hughes? I didn't hear it.
Well, it's exponentially. It's like kind of like the pebble in the pond thing, you know? Jim just did a nice job of kind of starting close by to his heart and the things in his life, and he just kind of took it out and realizes that it kind of has an effort on the world, too, an influence on the world. So it's a really important piece to appreciate, you know?
Yeah.
It has micro and macro implications.
Right.
I mean, even though I sounded, you know, a little, I don't know what, when you went to the macro. I mean, I got to say, I think actually it's probably true. Appreciation is such a positive activity. And I think that we there's so much negativity in the media, so much negativity in the news, newspapers, TV, and so forth. I think we don't realize how much there is, because there's so little to compare it with of a different sort.
Right.
But appreciation is powerful partly because of it is so different from the customary, and it's in a very positive direction. And it's not too far away from admiration, love, gratitude, you know, and other equally positive activities that have a lot of energy behind them.
Right.
Can
positive
I?
Positive energy.
Positive energy. Can I continue for a second here?
Yes.
We'll continue to appreciate you.
Thank you. And I hope that that's true. I'm sure sometimes it isn't, but I hope it's true. I was thinking about how people do their marriages and how people do their committed relationships, you know.
Right.
And I can remember a number of clients, you know, while doing couples work, a number of clients who said to me, why should I appreciate him for that? He's just doing his duty.
Mm.
And that's his job. Why should I appreciate him for it? And reflecting on that a couple of minutes ago, I came up with a point which I think is worth making. And that is, most of us sort of have a fundamental approach to the way in which we do our relationships, like our marriages or our couple relationships. We either do them fundamentally as duty and routine,
mm-hmm.
which that particular person that I mentioned was expressing when she said he's just doing his duty. Why should I appreciate him for it? The difficulty with that is there's no juice in it. I mean, there's no positive mm-hmm. energy in it. It isn't reinforcing. It doesn't make the other person feel good. It doesn't make you feel abundant at all. Mm-hmm. He's just doing his duty. It's dry, really dry approach to relationship.
Right.
On the other hand, if you go for appreciation even and especially of those things that are routine, then basically you're drawing attention to the person and you're saying, I see you. I see that it's you doing it. I see that you're important to me. I see that you help our life together. And then there's some possibility of some real joy around that.
Right.
So the tip there, or the encouragement, is even when you guys are doing your duty, doing the routines that you do in your marriages or relationships, make a point of appreciating the other person, even in the routine and ordinary things of life. And it ought to pep the relationship up a good deal when you do it.
Yeah, I think not, you know, not sharing appreciation or not even kind of being aware of or acknowledging that you could be appreciative of that is stingy. You know, and I think if you get into being stingy, there's less and less and less in the world. If you get into being appreciative of giving, word you used that I liked a lot, David, was abundant. There's a lot more abundance in the world, and I think it's much better to live in an abundant world than in a stingy, limited world. So,
absolutely.
What do you think?
I think, and I will tell you. appreciation. In the world of accounting and money, it means to increase in value. appreciate, right. We appreciate assets, we appreciate businesses, we appreciate, it's to increase value. So when we acknowledge our partner, our spouse, whoever, for even the mundane things they do day to day, what we're doing is we're acknowledging the value of them and what they do. And the universe, I've learned, because I'm a universal guy, is ever expanding.
That's what I think of you as. A universal guy, absolutely.
Way out there, way out there.
Yeah, way out there. And you guys bring me back all the time, which I really appreciate. But the nature of the universe is expansion, which is about abundance. And it's not about contraction, or the opposite is depreciation. But it is about that there is plenty of value, there's plenty of appreciation, of love, of heart to go around. Just need to find ways to unlock it. And if it is even digging to have an appreciative comment for the mundane things that are day-to-day, it does help. It does help, as you guys have pointed out.
Yeah.
Well put. Absolutely. I love that. You know, I didn't think of that particular definition of appreciation, you know, from the world of finance and so forth, but that's absolutely right.
Yeah, it's a great metaphor. Yeah.
And equally as scary is the opposite, which is to depreciate, which is to take away or devalue. You know, we don't want to be in a relationship where we're devaluing or being devalued. We want an expanding, healthy relationship. So, yeah, I think it's a cool definition, too.
Yeah. Yeah, pat yourself on the back there, Hughes.
Well, you know,
listen, a question.
What?
I got a question here. Is there any part of you where, you know, when we appreciate each other and we go on talking about appreciation, is there any part of you which is sort of recoiling a bit? Like, oh, God, this is so gushy. Do you feel that, in other words, is there a voice inside of you which, and I don't know how to call that voice, I don't think it's a big voice in me, but I obviously have detected it.
Right.
Is there a voice inside of you which is uncomfortable and is likely to use words like gushy? Or is it just because I come from a family of New England clams, you know?
I can honestly say that I don't have that issue. And, you know, who knows why or whatever, but it doesn't set up any counterbalance. Now, I know there's a dark side and there's other sides to the good and the happy and all of that kind of stuff, but I can be pretty, pretty free with the appreciating and complimenting and being the positive side. It doesn't come up for me, but I think it does come up for a lot of people, and probably in a lot bigger way than you're talking about it coming up for you. I think there's also a way in which people feel like it's a world of scarcity, and if they give away something.
Yes.
There's less for them. And I think the opposite is true. I think when you give away something, you contribute to abundance and it comes back to you. One of the things Hughes was saying, which the metaphor about the money was the depreciation. And I think both in money and in your life or your relationships, depreciation leads to depression. So I think that metaphor works in all kinds of ways.
Indeed.
Hey, David, back
scarcity
to your point
and abundance.
Second.
Go ahead, Hughes.
No, just to back to your question for a second. I think for some people, you know, it's not a general overlay, that some people have a hard time being appreciated. Your word was to recoil or kind of pull in. And I think it can be hard for people to appreciate. You guys are giving me a little bit of grief earlier for patting my back, my own shoulders for my comment. You know, what about self-appreciation?
That was a genuine, That was a genuine compliment to you. I really
I'm recoiling.
I think we're on to something. I think we're on to something.
I'm recoiling in front of you. the self-appreciation, I guess that's where I was going. There's two sides of it. One is to appreciate our own efforts and values, and two is to accept it when another person in our lives expresses it towards us. And some people have a hard time valuing themselves or taking a compliment or a valuing by another person. They put a wall up and they prevent their own heart from being appreciated or nurtured or loved. And I'm just throwing that out there as something to be mindful of as a way of, you know, stepping into that place of love. And a lot of people, when they do get a compliment, they turn it away. They give one back quickly, or they run away from it, or they kind of say, yeah, but only
that's
if.
Right.
And,
that's
they,
right.
They compromise it.
A small event, one of those small events that stays with you, happened to me when we, when the family first moved to Maine. We were in one of the small state parks, and the park was extremely clean, extremely clean. There was just no trash, bits of paper, whatever, on the ground at all. And when we left, the park attendant, whatever you call him, was there at the exit. And I sat for a moment, rolled the window down, and I said, I just want to tell you, you've done a wonderful, wonderful job here. This park is such a pleasure to visit because it's so clean. And the guy said back to me, well, I'll really try harder next time. I never forgot that.
Yeah, really? Okay.
It annoys me in Mexico, you know, when you thank somebody, they say back, this is standard, de nada, which means it's nothing.
Right.
And it's kind of like, come on, man. If it was nothing, I wouldn't have appreciated you for it.
Right.
Don't take away my pleasure. Yeah. Don't take away my pleasure in giving to you.
Right, and their pleasure in receiving. Yeah.
I think there's an element of this, maybe, or I may be stretching it, but I think there's an element of the difficulty of accepting appreciation is that, one, appreciation is a gift, and two, you either have to earn the gift and we never think we've done enough, or it leaves you indebted. It leaves you indebted to the person who gave you the gift.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd rather not have that indebtedness. So, in effect, through my behavior, I'm not accepting your gift.
Right.
You think that's could be true?
I think that's a very good point. And I think if you can't let it in deep into your heart, your soul, or whatever. You're losing something. Because I don't know about you, but when somebody is truly appreciative of something I've done and I can let it in, man, that feels good. It feels warm. It fills me up. I'm really appreciative of being appreciated. And, when I can do that, of course, you can't always do that. There's always... not always, but there's sometimes things in the way. But when I can do that, I can see how how important and even powerful that is in my life and I assume in other people's lives.
I think that's true.
I think, yeah.
It also makes some
people, little bit of a...
it also makes some people vulnerable.
Right, right.
Makes you vulnerable when somebody says, you're just doing a really wonderful job. I've been watching you do it, and you're just doing a wonderful job, and I wanted to tell you that. That makes people feel vulnerable. Why? Why? Why is that?
Well, I think you touched on it really well, David. I think it has to do with that feeling of indebtedness or that feeling of having to look at yourself and decide whether you earned it. And, people grow up in families where it's not something that you're supposed to, you know, it's just prideful to accept appreciation. So you feel like on some level you're doing something wrong if you accept it, acknowledge it, take it in, etc. So I think there are all kinds of issues that you could look at if that's an issue for you. So
mm-hmm.
Hughes got something.
No, well, it's just that indebtedness piece. I think it can be a sign that you're having a hard time with appreciation for oneself.
Yeah.
You know, just a warning sign.
A warning sign. I think that's a good point to sort of look for those warning signs. Be aware of what's happening in your body that you don't like, or what's happening in your head that you don't like, and try to trace it back to where that comes from and why. One thing I wanted to around Christmas and around the fact that we've just decided to, Obama has decided to send more troops to Afghanistan. I really wanted to say a special appreciation. Those people who go out there and put their lives on the line and do really, really scary hard work.
Over and over. One tour
over
after
over,
another.
Over and over. Hopefully, the mission is mostly to keep us safe, and I appreciate them. Their decision is not the political decision. Their decision is a personal decision to do that and be there for the country in what's been determined is the vital interests of the country. So I really want to appreciate those people. And I also wanted to say that we're going to have a couple of shows with some people from the vet who work with vets and work with these people who have been there and done that and have had some issues because of it, personal or practical or logistical or whatever. And so we're going to have a couple of shows coming up in the not-too-distant future with people who work with the vets. So hopefully you'll tune in for that. Mark Kiefner, Dr. Kiefner, is here with his Minute on the Mind. Hello, Dr. Mark.
Hey, Jim. How are you guys?
Good.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, David. Hey, Hughes.
Hey,
Mark. You guys, just a little bit of listening. I don't think you guys were appreciating Hughes enough.
Thank you, Mark. I'm so glad you called in today. They needed that. That makes up for the whole half hour.
David, just between you and me, do you appreciate Mark?
Not at all.
For those who don't know the jargon of the trade that we're in, what Mark did is he just set up a triangulation. The victim, and he is the rescuer, and guess who the perpetrators are? Bad Jim and bad David.
You know, there's nothing like growing up with a family of seven children to teach you that so quickly.
Yes.
We've gone from a triangle to a square, and I think is the occasion here.
Well, interestingly, there's actually been some spec scan studies done that have looked at appreciation, some PET scan studies, and what your brain looks like when you are kind of in a grumpy mood and crabby, and what your brain looks like when you are trying to think about appreciative thoughts and feelings. And one of the interesting things is that when you're trying to be appreciative, your left actually more of your brain lights up. It lights up a little bit brighter. And so you're actually using your brain more, and your left temporal cortex lights up, which is the area that's kind of associated both with memory and language. And so, when you look at those kinds of scans, you have to make an interpretation of what's actually occurring. But so this isn't science, but it's an interpretation. And my interpretation of that is that appreciation takes some work. When your brain lights up like that, your brain's actually working, and that what it takes is work, particularly in the areas that involve language and memory. And so one way to think about that is that appreciation requires you to have a little talk with yourself, and to recall those things in life that are worthwhile or meaningful or important to you. So there is actually some very interesting brain research on that, and it probably fits in pretty well with some of those notions about how we need to kind of work and use our language abilities to kind of have a little chat with ourselves about why we need to appreciate things a little more. So, anyway, that's my minute on the mind for today.
Excellent minute on the mind. And I appreciate that
minute
on the mind. You what? Wait, I want to hear that part. Wait, I want to hear what Mark said. No, I want to hear that.
I was going to say I also very much appreciate the recognition of the folks in the military because, as you may know, with my interest in brain injuries, brain injury is kind of the signature wound of our current conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan. A fair number of those veterans are coming back with brain injuries, and they really are putting themselves on the line for us. And so your appreciation of that, I think, is very, very nice.
Yeah. Thank you. Great. Thanks.
I'll shut up now.
I told Hughes and David, it just made David a little uncomfortable how much I appreciated them, but I really, really appreciated you too.
It's a love fest.
It's a love fest. Right. Must be a holiday coming up.
Yeah, really. Yeah, that's an excellent point, Mark. That we do think about these things much more around this time of year, and really it would be helpful to carry that over farther and farther into the rest of the year. Hey, listen, guys. Listen, guys. We're out of time, and so if anybody has anything to say to wrap up real quickly, go ahead. Otherwise, we gotta go.
I'll just tell you one quick moment. I was writing our Christmas letter last night, and I always find the Christmas letter writing process to be a nice way to review the highlights of the year. And it put me in a whole different mood as I looked back on the year and thought about some of the nice things that happened.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay, anything else short from anybody else?
Good session, guys. Appreciate your ideas a whole bunch.
Yeah, great. Okay, guys, we will we'll be back here Monday, as we are every Monday. And just signing off, I'm Dr. Jim Weaver. And I have an online practice as well as an office practice, and you can contact me at drjimweaver.com. Anybody else want to say something about their practice?
Yeah, I'm Dr. David Sanford, and you can find me and my thoughts at everydayloveblog.com.
And Hughes Craft here, the old-fashioned way, 207-774-0110.
Just an old-fashioned guy. Mark, do you want to say anything about getting to your services?
He'll never find me. He'll never find me. Forget about it.
Okay. All right, guys. Hey, Megan Joe Wilson, take us away.
Sun is on the other side. my